7:52 here on WPHM. Big news in the business community in downtown Port Huron, and the city manager. In fact, this is how you know it's big news. The city manager is here, James Freed. James, good morning.
Good morning. It's big news because you rolled me out of bed.
Well, I appreciate you coming on Election Day on this rainy day. Steve Fernandez is here as well. Steve, good morning.
Good morning.
Steve, tell us a little bit about your business venture here.
Well, we recently acquired, my wife and I, Michelle Jones, recently acquired Country Style Marketplace. We closed a week ago, Monday the 29th, and we were excited to be working on improving the marketplace that sits there right now in our current location, and we're doing a lot of things to help the employees with break rooms and equipment and just kind of getting our house in order so we can focus on expanding and growing the business.
What is your plan moving forward for the business, though?
The plan right now, as it stands, is to, as you all know, we own the building at 310 Huron, the corner of Grand River and Huron Avenue, and we're under a project to get a big renovation completed sometime late fall next year, and that will be the new home to Country Style Marketplace.
That's exciting. James, this is what you've wanted for a long time, right?
Well, it's what the community's wanted for a very long time, and it's, in fact, it's been a goal of the mayor and council, and when Steve and Michelle, a little history on Steve and Michelle, they're co-owners of Fuel, Woodfire Grill, of Tio Gordo's, and of Lake Effects. So Steve and Michelle have been investing in Port Huron really from the early onset. It's actually their three restaurants that helped the revitalization downtown, which led to the loss, which led to a bunch of other stuff. And so this is something the community has really wanted. Natalie Watson's here with our DDA. She just walked in late. I mean, it's what we need, because when you have that many people living downtown now, we have almost over 150 lofts right now, high-end lofts, plus you have the business community. So we're a town of 30,000, but during the working days, we swell to about 50 to 55,000 people because of all the offices, the college, the courthouses, the city building, all the workers who come to the city during the day. And so it's important that they have a place to stop and get their groceries. And so this is a much needed. It's going to be, you know, just that thing's a white elephant right now. Let's be honest. It looks like hell. And so it's going to be nice to have it looking good, to get that steel off there. And so this is the linchpin of the downtown that's been missing. And Steve and Michelle, like they have for the last, you know, what, decade now you've been investing in downtown?
Since 2012.
And so this is just, again, them stepping up and taking it.
I know a lot of people love Country Style Marketplace. And so what do you plan to add and enhance and change as you move it from its current location at the north end to downtown Port Huron?
Probably the most significant contribution or change is going to be that we're going to have a wine cellar and a beer cellar downstairs and places for tastings and small events, which we currently do not have that capability. And I think just overall, maybe expand our line of groceries, especially the Michigan-based products, to give it more sales floor area to, you know, showcase it and highlight it and try and sell it.
Why downtown Port Huron?
Why not? It's a beautiful town. It's a beautiful part of the country. It's a fabulous community, and we're just honored and privileged to be a part of it.
Natalie, since you're here, why don't you just add your two cents? What does this mean for downtown Port Huron?
I mean, kind of exactly what James covered. You know, it's been wanted for so, so long. It's the number one request I've been getting the past 2 years. So for Steve and Michelle to come in and to pull it off, I mean, there's no two better people to, you know, to take the reins on something like this. So we're all really, really thrilled.
All right. So Country Style Marketplace stays open in its current location through about the next year until next fall.
Absolutely.
And then moves downtown Port Huron.
That is correct.
So it's about a $2 million project?
It has grown a little bit in proportion, but the fact of the matter is, the new building or our new home is going to have an elevator available for getting up and downstairs. There's also a significant investment in the infrastructure of the building itself to actually be able to house a grocery store. So the electrical component alone is a staggering amount of investment. You consider all the coolers, all the freezers, all the back room coolers and freezers that you can't even see. It's a tremendous drain on electrical, so we have to upsize the, even from the power on the street coming in, those transformers have to be upsized along with our gas line. it's just an enormous undertaking that, and we're doing it the right way, all through sound engineering practices. So, you know, when you add up all the costs, it's going to pay off in the long run, but this is a long-term proposition.
It's a huge investment.
Yeah, it is a huge investment in downtown, but we want to complement the work that was done on the Sperry's building as well. So aesthetically, the outside is going to take quite a bit of investment too, to make sure that when people drive through downtown Port Huron, they're going to be looking at Sperry's on one corner and on Country Style Marketplace on the other, and to be able to kind of, you know, just, wow, what a really cool town this is.
Yeah,
you know, that's
absolutely
what we're after. And we're not taking any shortcuts to achieve that.
We got enough parking for this place?
Yeah, we will.
You know, problem number one.
It's something we may have discussed before this was announced. Yeah, we have a parking initiative that will be launched in the next couple months. Also includes additional parking down off Michigan. When we do the Michigan and Quay Street, we'll add some parking there as well. So, yeah, these conversations take place before someone invests a couple million bucks.
Right.
But, you know, let's recap where Port Huron's at. So in the last 48 months, we've had more than $360 million invested in our community. $45 million of that was just in the downtown six blocks, $45 million in the last 48 months. We have more than 1,300 new jobs created in our city. Our poverty rate has been slashed by 2-3%, and our population is now growing. Growth is the number one solution to all of our problems, is growth. And so it's starting to get momentum. We have, you know, on that corner, if you would have told us a couple of years ago that someone's going to dump a $2-3 million grocery store, an office space, and that someone's going to dump a $12 million theater, and someone's going to rehab the building where Beautiful Me's at. I mean, it's a remarkable corner. There's only really one dark hole there right now, but we'll hopefully get that addressed soon. So we're excited.
Well, it's an exciting time in Port Huron for sure. And Steve, thanks for coming in, and thanks for the investment. Thanks for telling us about it. We'll look forward to updates over the next year as Country Style Marketplace moves to downtown Port Huron. 7:59 News is next.